A Mother's Guide to Diaper Teens by Shelley Carter. First published 2021. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, transmitted in any form, by any means electronic, mechanical, photocopying, recording, or otherwise without the prior written permission of the publisher and author. Any resemblance to any person, either living or dead, or actual events are a coincidence. Foreword 0. I would like to thank Shelley for the wonderful book she has written about her own experience with a diapered teen and preteen, and for allowing others to share some of the knowledge and wisdom she has gathered since. At any time, raising teens is a challenge, and the myriad problems that can occur sometimes overwhelm us. While we are on the lookout for depression, drugs, abuse, or bullying, none of us are looking for wet diapers hidden in the back of a drawer or a pacifier under the pillow. The shock can be compounded by the shortage of good source material to explain it, and worse, the prevalence of truly dreadful information. I recall one psychiatrist once saying, "When you think of all the things a young teenager can get into, like drugs and gangs and sexual promiscuity, diapers are an incredibly small issue to face." He was correct, of course, but it is still a shock when you find out that your baby, your wonderful teenager, is wearing diapers again. This book will help you along the way. Rosalie Bent. Introduction 1. There is a valid reason why I am writing this book, along with the help of some friends. The reason is simple. There are a lot of teens and younger out there who want to wear diapers, and some of them actually are doing so. If that surprises you, then you are like most other parents, just as I was. When my 6-year-old son came to me and asked if he could wear diapers again, I smiled, said no, and life went on. It was no big deal. Kids might say the cutest things, but they also say the daftest things as well. I figured it was the latter. When my 10-year-old son once again asked if he could wear diapers despite the fact that he hadn't wet his bed since he was 4, I again said no and moved on, thinking nothing more about it. Well, not exactly nothing, because I found it curious, but not curious enough to try and follow up on it. However, when I found wet diapers in my 13-year-old son's bedroom, I realized there was a problem to deal with. My first decision was to panic, like so many other parents. My second was to seek a therapist. When that was useless, I decided to seek real information, and I found it. This book is partly our journey and partly a guidebook for other mothers and fathers who may be facing a similar situation. I hope it helps. So, what is it with diaper wearing? 2. If you are anything like me, your first reaction to discovering that your teenager is wearing diapers is to simply ask why. Why are they wearing diapers? It seems so nonsensical, pointless, and rather bizarre. These were all my first thoughts as well. Diaper wearing seems so far out of the norm that it can be hard to get your head around it. My son was 13 when I first found wet diapers in his bedroom, courtesy of the unhygienic nature of teens. My sense of smell may not be dog-like, but it was good enough to follow that scent trail. But when I looked back, I realized that I had missed all the signs along the way, and I mentally kicked myself for it, thinking that perhaps I could have done something better along the way. If you are thinking like that,